Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy. We'll have a high of about 27 degrees. In Kenosha right now, the temperature is 4 above. It's minus 3 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, 12, 9 degrees in Racine. A proposed CVS pharmacy at the southeast corner of Ohio Street and Washington Avenue in Racine, thought dead with last year's rejected rezoning by the Common Council, it's been resurrected by the Committee of the Whole in a recommendation for the full council to reconsider that earlier decision. Alderman Jim Kaplan said that despite how CVS got treated, they are still interested in that site, which is mostly still vacant at this point.
There's the coin business, and the rest of the buildings are still vacant. And that's why I think we actually have a chance to, the mayor talked about helping businesses, and I think we need to treat businesses with a little more respect than we have.
Alderman Ron Hart wondering why this was being dredged up again.
CVS obviously is not interested in coming back, or they would have pursued it again. We voted this down two or three times already. Let's quit wasting our time and move on. Let's let somebody else try to get that property if they want it. Quit playing games here, for crying out loud.
The Committee of the Whole voted 8-6 to recommend reconsideration at the next council meeting. If approved, a three-quarters vote would then be needed on a zoning ordinance per state statute. Despite a lack of knowledge hesitancy by some aldermen in Racine, the Committee of the Whole also recommends the full council support a resolution opposing the extension of American trade policies, which it labels disastrous. The author of the resolution, 11th District Alderman Mary Lamb, who claims she was affected twice by NAFTA.
It was determined that I lost my job because of NAFTA, and I was provided with trade adjustment compensation. After again gaining gainful employment in 2007, my entire plant was closed and leveled, and it was determined that those manufacturing jobs also went to Mexico because of NAFTA, and everyone was given trade adjustment compensation from the federal government.
Alderman Terry McCarthy said this is an issue beyond the council's jurisdiction.
There's 535 elected people in Washington that deal with such issues. Many things are going on that people that actually know what's going on both sides of this. Maybe the other people want to give us a film that shows the opposite side. We might even lean that way. This falls in the category of do something even if it's wrong to me. There's not enough information. It's not my charge, not my responsibility. I'll plead ignorant and not make any trouble.
That's Alderman Jim Morgenroth noting this kind of issue is not covered in their local government handbook. The vote 9-5 to advance this resolution to the full council. Media giant Gannett has a deal to buy Journal Media Group for more than $250 million. Company that publishes USA Today and a number of other major newspapers would pay $280 million for more than a dozen daily papers, including the Journal Sentinel, which is 178 years old. The sale also includes Journal Media's 18 weekly papers and websites in 14 U.S. markets across 9 states. Gannett is the nation's biggest newspaper publisher in terms of total daily circulation. Whole Foods Market is recalling Maytag raw milk blue cheese for possible listeria contamination. The cheese, sold nationwide, is labeled Maytag Blue Raw Milk, Maytag Blue, or Maytag Iowa Blue Cheese. It had sell-by dates of January 20th and March 21st. Whole Foods is asking customers to throw out the product and to bring in the receipt, if you still have it, for a refund. And Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley says that if taxpayers are opposed to spending as much as $75 million to repair the Mitchell Park domes, he's willing to tear them down. Calls it a realistic option in an interview with the Journal Sentinel. Abley's opponent in the election, State Senator Chris Larson, responds that Abley's administration has not properly maintained the domes. Larson supports the needed repairs, but he feels they can be done for about $45 million. The Caledonia Village Board will have a special meeting tonight with a focus on education. The 6 p.m. gathering at the Eastside Community Center will start with a presentation about Racine County's Master Education Plan. From there, the board is scheduled to discuss and possibly take action on a resolution in support of that plan. The agenda notes that public comment will not be taken at tonight's meeting. With the use of social media expanding, the Kenosha County Board last night approving a policy for its use by county employees. Supervisor Terry Rose said for the first time, county government is using social media as an extension of its current website to get information out to residents.
The purpose is to provide a framework for the use of social media when authorized by the county government. We included such things as Facebook or LinkedIn, MySpace, Twitter, YouTube, etc.
Responding to a comment about freedom of speech, Rose indicated the policy does not violate the First Amendment rights of county employees. Changes to cable service laws in Wisconsin made a few years ago by the legislature have effectively neutered local control. And while a proposed ordinance amendment in Racine would eliminate the city's dormant cable commission, a number of aldermen feel it ought to continue. Alderman Sandy Widener said despite what has happened, having a cable commission is still important for public input.
You know, it's kind of like my neighborhood watch meeting that we've had for the last 16 years. In order to keep our space, sometimes we only have two people attending for a year, but we still keep that committee going in case there's a need for that. Once we disband a committee and try to revive it, it just doesn't work, and that's what I'm concerned will happen here with the Cable Commission like it happened with the Committee on Housing and Neighborhoods.
City Administrator Tom Friedel noting the public still has ways of voicing concerns or questions about the cable operation through government channels.
They call their aldermen, they call staff, they come here to speak, they write letters, they do anything in any way they need to. Quite frankly, the operation of the cables franchises in this country, the stations, are diminishing daily with the advent of the internet and the proliferation of the ability for people to go to YouTube and everywhere else.
The matter was deferred pending more consideration of continuing a cable oversight group with amended language in the ordinance, even though the city's IT office has jurisdiction these days over CAR 25. Among the bills signed into law by Governor Scott Walker yesterday, Senate Bill 226. This allows an underage person without a parent or a guardian to be at an indoor golf and baseball facility that sells beer. Senate Bill 548 expands the area under the jurisdiction of the Southeast Wisconsin Fox River Commission for the Illinois Fox River Basin throughout Kenosha County to the Wisconsin-Illinois border. Bill 492 requires the Department of Instruction to operate a one-year pilot program in the 2016-17 school year to test a crime and bullying reporting system. And Senate Bill 300, this creates an exemption from sales and use tax for music purchased for a commercial jukebox. And the Powerball drawing from last Saturday night produced a couple of lucky winners here in Wisconsin. One player with a ticket worth $1 million. It was purchased in Marinette. The other bought at Southport Pantry on 7th Avenue in Kenosha, worth $50,000. Winners at all prize levels have 180 days from their drawing in which to claim the prizes. The ticket in Kenosha got 4 out of the 5 regular numbers and the Powerball. The jackpot, by the way, for tonight right now is about $292 million. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. Our newscaster there with all the local news you want to hear. Check them out throughout the day at WRJN News. That is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.